Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Javas. I'm your host, Mel Vashon Allen. I am so excited to spend my morning with you as always. Good morning, Javas. I love what I do. Listen, I get to talk to people, inspire them, and cultivate the greatness in them. What better job is that? I get to show off this witty and amazing personality that you just can't even pay for. That's so amazing. I mean, Javas, I love what I do. I love cheering people up. I love motivating and inspiring them and talking to you. I absolutely love spending my mornings with you right here with Mornings with Mocha. Welcome, 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 welcome. Today we're going to be talking about a topic that has came up so many times in the media. Today's topic is going to be job shaming. Now, in 2018, we heard about the famous case that went viral with Jeffrey Owens. He was the guy that played on The Cosby Show as Ivan, who was married to Sandra on the hit show, The Cosby Show. So many people were surprised when he was job shamed in 2018. A picture of him working at Trader Joe's went viral. And what was so bad is that a British tabloid sold it to Fox News. He described waking up being horrified, being humiliated, and how he felt, but how that feeling was so temporary because of the outpour of love that he received from around the world. So my question is, if this happened in 2018, why are we still walking around job-shaming people who are taking regular jobs to make ends meet, to provide for their family, and take care of the things that they need to do? Now, what makes it so bad? Jeffrey is a graduate of Yale. He has all these acting awards and just honors and things like that to show that he is gifted at his skill. He talks about since The Cosby Show ended 26 years ago, he has not had a consistent acting role more than 10 weeks. He talks about how he took the job at Trader Joe's to supplement his income while he was still going on acting gigs and to go on auditions. It offered him flexibility and financial support to take care of his family. Another lady that's dealing with job shaming is Katie Jarvis. Katie Jarvis is a British actor who is known for her role in EastEnders, which is a British soap opera. She also played in Fish Tank. She's been nominated for Indie Movie Awards and everything. She was job shamed at the end of 2019, more so in October, because they found out that she took a job working as a security guard. Now, what a lot of actors did was they began to post all around the world jobs that they took to support themselves and talked about. Everyone knows when you are an actor or actress, sometimes you have to take in-between jobs to support yourself until you make that big role, or that it's the up and down peak. I know, but working in a salon as a hairstylist, we were always taught to save, because as a stylist, you have up and down peaks where sometimes you're going to have a lot of clients come in and then sometimes it's going to drop. I know that's one thing why I said I did not ever want to go back into styling hair full time, because the thing about it is you can sit there all day and not make any money, whereas if you're working a regular 9-to-5, you can be there and make a lot of money depending on your clientele. So I wanted to get into this topic of job shaming because we don't understand how much job shaming hurts people. It affects men and women very differently. Very differently. When we looked at what experts said about it, they said men are more hurt by it because men attach their identity and their ego to what they do, and women don't necessarily do that. Women are more connected to their friends and family. You know, it may hurt a woman to take a lesser job, but she's more focused on, I have to do this to pay the bills. In doing so, an article by Working Nation encourages how if you're in a relationship and your spouse, especially a male, is taking a job that's less than they deserve, the best thing to do is to help them speak out that frustration. Come on, I know you're taking this job that is beneath you and it really frustrates you. By getting them to verbally admit how they feel internally will make them kind of poke fun at it and make them realize that it's only temporary. Everybody has had a job that they have been ashamed of at some point in time, or thought this is just my in-between blessing thing, or in-between the mountaintop experience, or this is something I have to do while I'm in college, or this is something I have to do to support myself. I remember being job shamed because I had a master's degree, and I told someone I wanted to work at McDonald's. And they just thought that was beneath me. And I said, no, for my personality, it really isn't. I'm the type of person, my friends call me the politician. I got to shake everybody hand. I got to say hello. I got to smile at your baby, say hey, that type of stuff. I'm an extrovert with a very bubbly personality. I like to accommodate people. I like to make people feel warm and welcome. And I like to get to the heart of an issue a person may have in a way that brings dignity. You know, dealing with people that come into McDonald's, serving them, giving them their food, cheering them up, talking to them and things like that, that's actually a great fit for my personality. Now, should I be working at McDonald's and I have a master's degree? Some people would say no, but I say you work wherever pays the bills and you love doing what you're doing. It doesn't have to always be this prestigious job. And I think a lot of times we need to step back and look at the fact that everybody that's in the entertainment industry is not always going to be there. Some people are going to phase out. Some people are going to get regular jobs. Some people are saying, you know, I did this as a child. Some people are saying, huh, I'm over it. How about a change of career? So just because someone isn't doing the job that they used to do, that doesn't mean we should shame them and make them feel bad. Now, Working Nation had a really great article that I love about, you know, job shaming and things like that. And when I read it, I was like, wow, this is really good. It says, what goes on in the mind and the motives of someone who would shame and seek to humiliate a person who had to take a more humbling job than the one they had previously, or star role, or one that is out of their career to earn a living? I think it comes down to certain people having or being consumed by envy or jealousy. Envy is wanting what someone else has. Someone else has envy in someone being a TV star or such. Jealousy is about being angry with them for having it. People who wish to shame and humiliate others when they have fallen from a higher position are doing so to get even with others for causing the shaming of people to feel less than inferior. And I just think that you shouldn't make people feel inferior regardless of what they're doing. And this goes back to something that Jeffrey Owens said that was very profound, in an interview with Good Morning America. And I absolutely loved him. What he said made so much sense, because if we don't look at it that way, we will never see how hurtful job shaming is. He told Robin Roberts, there's no job that's better than another job. It might pay better. It may have better benefits. It might look better on a resume and on paper, but actually it's not better. Every job is worthwhile and valuable. I remember being in grad school and my ethics professor asked us for extra 5 points, I think, on a test, what is the name of the janitor who cleaned our building? What is the name of the janitor that cleaned our building? And you know what? As I was preparing for this show, I took time to think about that. See, sometimes we take for granted the people who open the door for us, the person that collects our trash, the waiter or waitress that waits on us with our bad attitude and our bougie disposition. But without people like this, our world will be full of chaos and sis to C cease to exist. Let the trash person don't come take out the trash and see how smelly your house is and the neighborhood is. Let the person who cleans the windows don't clean the mirrors and stuff good. Let the person who does the sewers decide that they've been knee-deep in poop and they ain't doing it no more. You know, we seem to take those roles for granted when we need them just as much as we need the other ones. See, the law enforcer is no lower than the lawyer who handles the mega cases. The teachers and the teacher's aide are not less than the professors who are teaching at the Ivy League. But some kind of way we seem to do that. The actors on the stages of Broadway are not less than the actors on the silver screen. But sometimes we have this hierarchy of who's successful and whose job is better or means the most, and that's unfair. That's a fine line that we're walking that also represents a part of job shaming, because job shaming really takes away the dignity that that person has, trying to humiliate them. And we do that so often, and I don't even think we are aware of what we're doing. So we definitely need to work on that. We definitely need to work on that. When I was looking at this, it's a form of job snobbery, okay? And it is enriched in our national mindset. We just seem to think that, you know, a janitor or a truck driver are less jobs, or at least the jobs in our society. And that's crazy, because I have an aunt who has a master's degree in education and was a principal, and I had an uncle that was a truck driver, and he still made more money than her. And she made over $100,000 a year. So you can't necessarily say that the person who has the lower job makes more money, makes less money, because sometimes you'd be surprised how much they make. But we need to treat people with respect and dignity. What I loved about Katie Jarvis, who was the former actress of EastEnders, she said she had to be, she had to respond to being shamed, to job shame. She said she felt like it's her place to stand up for working class people. There's nothing wrong or nothing to be ashamed of standing up, taking care of your family, and making sure that you have the means to provide for them. But a lot of times we make people feel bad because we think that, oh, you fell from grace. No, I just think that's a matter of pride. And there's a difference between pride and embarrassment, okay? So I think men definitely have a harder time going into a lower level job or statute outside of their career. The women, as I said before, it affects men's ego, and they attach a lot of their value to their work that they do. I think we need to try to be more understanding of people who are going through things like this, and instead of putting them down, make them feel loved, welcome, and tell them what they do and who they are makes a difference in this world. I remember when I moved back from overseas, I went through culture shock. And when I got here, it was really difficult for me to find a job. I was either overqualified for a job, or I wasn't qualified in the right area. And I'm really thankful that it was people, especially people of color, who offered me a job. You know, and I started out working in a daycare, and I was thankful for the job, you know, but in some ways I felt ashamed of the job I did. Here I am with a master's degree working in a daycare. And then when people heard, when they found out at my job that I had a master's degree and I was working at a daycare making $12 an hour, they shamed me because they were like, oh, you should be running the place, and you should be doing this, and you should go get a real job, and you know, that wasn't necessarily what I needed to hear. It didn't build me up. If anything, it made me feel worse. And I learned to mask what I felt, because a lot of times when people take a job lower than their caliber, or they're out of their career field, or that they feel is a lesser job, they've already had that talk with themselves, and they've already said, you know what, I got to do this for the better good of my family or to make a difference. They don't need you necessarily rubbing it in their face, but what they need is words of affirmation and confirmation that, hey, this is just a temporary situation. Hey, this is something that you have to do until you get to point B. And what I love about Reverend Sharika Newton, when she preached on I think it was New Year's, she talks about how the process is part of the promise. You have to go through the process. And she talks about how David was anointed to be king over Israel. But guess what? After he was anointed, he still had to go back to the field and tend to his father's sheep. After he slayed Goliath, he still had to work for King Saul. He had to be put in situations that was uncomfortable, but these things prepared him to be the king of Israel. And even after that, and King Saul died, he still didn't get the entire kingdom of Israel. He only got a small portion. He got Judah. Ishbal, who we never heard of, didn't know where he came from, had, you know, Israel, and how he had to wait a couple of years before he even took ownership of that. So as she was saying, there is a process in the promise, and it's sometimes job-shaming people because they're going through the process to get to where they want to be in life is just not cool. So in looking at that, I came across this one article by Brandon Hillman, and I really loved it. He said there are three reasons why we should not job shame people. Three reasons why. He said we need all kinds of people and jobs for society to thrive. Imagine if we bought into the lie that certain jobs like mopping floors, swinging hammers, or bagging groceries were beneath us. The world as we know would collapse without people doing, quote, the lesser jobs. The world as we know would just crumble. Who would build the room you are sitting in? Who would fix your car? How would you get food, receive packages, get running water in your home, or live in a pile, or you would live in a pile of garbage without others to provide basic services to take, that we take for granted? The only reason why modern society can function as we do is because we have all kinds of people doing all sorts of valuable jobs that benefit others. We cannot imagine a world without roads, farms, electricity, factories, grocery, gas stations, or fast food. That is very true. I want to say when I lived in Beijing, it was so funny. They created jobs for people. I thought it was so weird when I got up to take my plate from the table. They told me to leave it there. You literally don't have to pick your plate up from the table at restaurants and stuff. I'm talking about like a McDonald's. You know, at McDonald's, fast food restaurants, they prefer you to take your thing to the trash. Not there. There's somebody who's going to, their job, that's all their job is to pick up the trash on the tables that got left behind. I seen this construction company working, and one person's job, his job, only thing he was to do is dig the dirt. Somebody else's job was to come and shift, sift the dirt. Somebody else's job was to pick it up. I was like, can it be a simpler way for them to get the job done without requiring so many people? But you have to remember, there are different parts of different things that we do, and everybody has a role to play. Number two. We don't always know the person's situation. We should not be so quick to judge people working in entry-level jobs because we don't know their story. This is true. The cashier at the store could be a single mom, a teacher, a budding entrepreneur, or someone who isn't defined by the work they do, but does the job you don't want to do because they need extra money right now. They could be an immigrant seeking to provide a better life for their children or someone with a disability or medical condition that is thankful to have a job they can do, okay? You don't know their story. You don't know where they grew up, how privileged or unprivileged they were, or what success and struggles have been along the way. I spoke to an elderly man at McDonald's once who worked there, who was a retired businessman He mopped the floors and cleaned the bathrooms at McDonald's because he was bored with retirement and wanted to do something of value to do. So he took a job working at McDonald's. Okay? The third thing, this is the reason why we should not job shame people. A person's worth does not equal their net worth. Our society values people by their bank accounts, but isn't there more to life than making money? From a Christian perspective, we believe that all people are created in the image of God. Genesis 1:27. We all have inherent value based on our status as God's creation. And Jesus taught that even if we could gain the whole world, it's meaningless if we lose our soul. Mark 8:36. Life is about more than abundance of your possessions. Luke 12:16. So when we consider a person to be less value because of what they do for a living, we need to realize that we are the ones measuring by the wrong standards. We should see people as God sees them. God sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. Okay? The work of a barista and a banker, the plumber, may have the appearance that some look down upon, but God sees them all. The work of the barista, the banker, the plumber, and the pastor all have equal value in God's eyes. As long as your work does not require you to sin, it's good in God's book. Okay? Whatever you do, do it for God. The primary biblical teaching about our work can be summarized. Whatever we do, do it for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:13. It's not about the job you have. It's about what you do with it. Are you giving it your best? Are you honoring God with the way you serve your coworkers and customers? Does your attitude and work ethic bring God glory? Even God was not too great to do less dignified work. And I love this, that in the bottom of this article, the author talks about Tim Keller. And I read his book about work when I was overseas and stuff. And it talks about how we all were created to work. In working, we do what God created us to do. When God put Adam and Eve in the garden, he created them to work. Work gives us a sense of purpose. And sometimes if you have a job like being an actress or being a hairstylist, sometimes it's just too slow. Now, when I was looking at this, I wanted to know a few things. So if you live in the state of New York and you live actually in the city of New York, a job must pay you at least $15 an hour. That is what's considered living wages in New York. That's in New York. So when I looked at how much you make at Trader Joe's, some people might, on the lesser end, you might start off at 10-something. But the average person working at Trader Joe's makes in between $11 and $17 an hour. If you are a manager, you make about $22 an hour. If you are a garbage man in the city of New York, you make about $59,000 a year, $59,440, somewhere up in there a year. A waiter or waitress should make anywhere in between $8.78 to $9.27 an hour, with tips averaged out about $23.34. I picked those two professions because those are the ones that people tend to look down on a lot, the person that serves them, the person that handles the garbage. But hey, let's just be honest. Some garbage men around here making that bean can bounce. They making it, okay? You better dip his behind in some Fabuloso or something. Okay. Now, I was looking at this and this article on Career Addict, and this came from a November the 9th article of 2017. And this is what they said, 20 of the worst jobs are. I was just like blown away by it. The first one is a telemarketer. A telemarketer is deemed as the worst job. The second one is a cleaner, cleaning people's houses. The third one is a lorry driver, And this is someone who drives things back and forth, okay? The fourth one is a soldier. The eighth one is a social worker. The sixth one is a customer service advisor. Seven, a miner. Eight, a slaughterhouse worker. Nine, a promotional mascot. Hey, I like, what's his name? Ronald McDonald. 10, a traffic warden. Traffic warden. Number 11, a food, an animal food taster. That don't sound too bad to me. Wait, an animal food taster? Yeah, that does sound bad, animal food taster. 12, a portalo toilet cleaner. Okay, those are the portable toilets that you see in parks and stuff. That person who cleans that, okay? They say they take home about $50,000 a year, though. Shocking, okay? The third one is someone who cleans up roadkill, roadkill cleaner. The 14th is an animal masturbator, and this is someone who goes in and gets semen for fertilization of things. They may have to do it manually, or they may use a machine. 15 is a sewer cleaner, and they were saying that this type of person has a high chance of contracting diseases, especially gastrological ones and respiratory and skin diseases. So you got to be careful with that one. 16, a crime scene cleaner. Like, okay, am I the only one obsessed with crime scene cleaners? I know this sounds weird, but I just did like a binge of Blacklist, and I love Mr. Kaplan, who was Kate. Okay, 17, an odor tester. Getting a whiff of bad odors can make most stomachs churn, okay? But it's people who actually do that. I was so offended when they said this because I love my job being a broadcaster and host and stuff. It says 18, a broadcaster. Perhaps surprisingly, broadcasting is considered a challenging job due to mainly a terrible work-life balance. Although this is highly stressful, a highly stressful job, it also involves working extensively in the public eye to tight deadlines. If you fancy spending most of your time at work, you can handle the pressure. Then it's not so bad. And I'll tell you the truth, doing broadcasting is a hard job. People think that once you get on the air and you turn on the charm, you turn on the personality, that's all you have to do. But that is so not true. I could tell you, for doing Mornings with Mocha, you have to research the topics. You have to get the information. You have to get the proposals for travel, permission slips as far as releasing people to talent release, things like that. You have to make sure your equipment is working right. It's not as easy and glamorous as some people make it out to be. Number 19, a paint dry watcher. These are the people who literally watch the paint dry for on the wall for a living, okay? I don't know, but that's what they do. 20, a guard at Buckingham Palace, okay? These are the 20 worst jobs listed, okay? So my name is Tanel Vashon Allen, and I'm so glad that I was able to share with you that job shaming is real and it does exist. Make sure you check out my friend Alexis McClinton's conference, All Things Her in Austin, in Georgetown, Texas, March the 19th through the 21st. Make sure you check out Mocha and My Coffee, Brewing Greatness, right here in Brooklyn, August the 20th through the 22nd. I'm Tanel Vashon Allen, and I have enjoyed spending my morning with you. Until next time, Java.